exposing the propaganda and challenging you to use your brain. It's time to tap into the truth.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed time to tap into the truth. Welcome to today's broadcast. Hope you are having a great day wherever you are and whatever you may be doing. Unless, of course, you're engaged in criminal activity or global jihad. In those cases, I'm not exactly wishing you well. But I digress. Welcome to today's broadcast. We are coming to you live from historic downtown Oliver Springs, Tennessee. And good to be back on the air. First of all, I want to start off by thanking everybody that reached out to me. Those of you who have been regular listeners in the past know that I have not been on the air for a while. Better than 2 months, actually, now that I think about it. At the point in time that my father passed, I decided to take a little time off from a lot of the extracurriculars. Spending more time with the family, spending more time with my daughters, and I have enjoyed doing that. But the bottom line is, especially over the last few weeks, this fight is not done, and I am part of this fight to try and win back our country, to try and take power back out of the hands of an elitist few in Washington, D.C., who thinks that the Constitution no longer applies, who forgets that it is we, the people, who are governed by consent. I thought it was appropriate that I come back here the day before Independence Day. The title of today's broadcast is Enjoying Freedom, because that's what I'm doing. I woke up in such a good mood today. The feeling in the air of tomorrow being Independence Day, July 4th, here in the United States. It's hard to explain. I feel more excited about it this year than I have in a long time. And I don't know if it has that much to do with the fact that over the course of the last 2 weeks, the Supreme Court has actually done its job and upheld constitutional principles with the hearings that they've had. Still concerns me that there's so much controversy surrounding the Hobby Lobby thing. Folks just don't seem to get it. Oh, how can you do this? Blah, blah, blah. Yakety, smackety. Guess what, folks? I really don't want to get too bogged down into politics today. Plenty of time for that. I want to be focused on enjoying today's freedoms. I want to be focused on enjoying the fact that tomorrow is Independence Day, and it means so much more than fireworks and cookouts and beer. It means that we're celebrating the birth of an idea, a grand experiment, the likes of which has never been done or seen on this planet before. The notion, the idea, that individuals could be responsible for themselves and would be. That we would create a new form of government that, while similar forms had existed, nobody had ever quite put it together the same way. There had never been a democratic republic set up with the safeguards so meticulously put in place. Every step of the way, some of which doesn't make sense to the average person anymore because, well, let's face it, education isn't what it ought to be. And I'm not faulting the teachers, by the way. Teachers, do not be upset with me. I'm not faulting you, per se. Now, some of you do definitely have some issues and should not be in the education process. But in truth, it's difficult to adequately teach the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, given where most administrators are and where our government, which ultimately controls our, quote, public schools, happens to want them to be. the fact that so many people fail to understand the joys of being responsible for yourself. It's sad. It's scary. Some of the things that I've heard today, you may have heard some folks trying to obviously talk about the Declaration of Independence today, as well you should. Most of the people who are regular talk show hosts, and I myself, plan on taking tomorrow off. Going to enjoy the day. It's going to be something special for me and the family. We're going to get out, we're going to have fun, and we're going to celebrate. But we, and I hope most of you, are going to also keep in mind exactly what it is we're celebrating. We're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. My children do not get much of a break when it comes to these things because I want to drive home how important it is. So these talk show hosts that were talking earlier today, I've heard a few of them talking about the Declaration of Independence. One of them did something that I thought was a little odd at first, but the more I thought about it, the more I liked it. And the idea was he basically took the preamble of the Declaration of Independence and, as he called, remixed it. And all he really did is he kind of brought a more modern, more easy to understand speech in place of the well thought out, meticulously labored over writing that we see in the Declaration of Independence. What I liked about it is the fact that this man, before starting this, really understood the Declaration of Independence, and he took the steps that were necessary in order to go from point A to point B, and he brought the points across. So that after listening to this, you would not have questions. You would not misunderstand what he was saying. You would now be able to go back and look at the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, and if you'd had trouble before understanding what it meant, you'd have a better understanding. It wasn't exactly Cliff Notes version, so to speak. I mean, he didn't take a shortcut. In fact, his version was longer. Much longer, I might add, than the actual preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Because he laid a lot of stuff out on the line. He made it as simple and easy to follow. And, you know, I thought about what a good idea that would actually be to do. And at some point, I may do something similar. But I'm not going to bore you with that today. Because I said today we're going to enjoy freedom. And that's what we're going to do. I am proud to be an American on this day. Of course, I'm proud to be an American every day. And that pride doesn't come from thinking that, oh, we're so much better than everyone else. But it's from knowing that we're not as bad as a lot of people would have you think. This is a great nation, and it's a great nation because of its people, not because of its government. It's a great nation because we are a nation of dreamers, of thinkers, of builders. And even with a certain sizable group of people in this country working behind the scenes trying to squish that creativity and that dreaming and that work ethic out of the American people, they can't do it. Not completely. They're trying. They've had success. It's scary how much success they've had. There are way too many people who no longer even understand the sense of pride and self-worth that you get from working hard and from taking care of yourself and your family. They don't understand that personal freedom requires personal responsibility. Every time you look around, you see our government doing something different, like the Obama care penalty, the IRS official designation for that. If you haven't got your Obamacare, at the end of the year when you file your taxes, you'll have to pay a penalty, a fine, a fee, whatever the tax they're trying to call it. You have to pay it. What do they call it? The IRS official designation is your shared responsibility fee. Now, I've said it before. I'll say it a million times again. Anybody's asking, I'll tell them the same thing. And even if it's Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. the Occupier, as I refer to him as, if he himself asked me the question, I am only responsible for me and my immediate family. Anyone else that I choose to help is my choice. That's freedom, baby. I work hard. I earn my money. It belongs to me. It does not belong to the federal government. I will not sit back and just be happy that they decide to let me keep any of it. That's the way they look at it, folks. And it kills me that people don't see that. It does. It kills me. But not as much as it will eventually kill them if they don't pay attention and catch on before it's too late. Ultimately, though, what we have to do as Americans is start seeing these politicians for what they are. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on, because there are crooked politicians in both parties. There are good politicians in both parties. There are some honest-to-goodness folks that are there trying to honor their constituency and their beliefs and do what they honestly believe is the best thing for the country. Some of them are complete idiots. And then there are the criminal elements. We just recently saw in the Republican primary in the great state of Mississippi how far some people are willing to go in order to hold the office as opposed to honoring the will of the people. Now, I don't want to get too far down this little snaky path. I'm trying to bring myself back because I'm about to get on a soapbox, and I don't want to do that. The soapbox I want to be on today is freedom, baby. That's where we're at. That's where we need to be. It's worth celebrating. It's worth enjoying. But we have to be ever vigilant. We have to keep one eye on what the folks in Washington are doing, and then what the folks in your state capital are doing, and even what the folks in your county seats are doing. If you live inside the city limits somewhere, what is your city council up to? We got to keep an eye on them, because they have proven at this point they are not trustworthy. Even the ones you like and the ones you think you can trust, they've proven time and time again, do not take them at face value. Just don't. If you're one of these elected officials, don't believe the people around you. Pay attention to what they're doing, not just what they're saying, but what they're doing. Pay attention. Be prepared to step up and do the things that you have to do. And that is honor the will of the people. Honor the will of the Constitution. Understand that government is meant to be restricted, controlled, and maintained. I'm going to take a quick break, and after that, we'll be right back, and we're going to hit some more of this stuff. So stay with me. I'll be right back.
Into the truth check us out at tapintothetruth.com for our latest blog post and for links to all of our past broadcasts. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. That's Tap Into the Truth, right here on Spreaker Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and thanks for staying with me. Today's topic is enjoying freedom, and that's what I'm going to focus on. And you know, right now, like I mentioned, there are some really good and exciting things going on. We have reason to believe that we're on the right track again. You know, the House of Representatives threatening to sue the president in regards to his illegal executive actions, and they are illegal, and suing them is what they should be doing. Of course, he's like, so sue me. Big deal. Well, it is a big deal. This is part of why I'm feeling optimistic, because now we see that there is people in this government finally willing to step up and say, hey, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to honor the will of the people, and I'm going to vote to stop this imperialistic president who has exceeded his limits of his authority. A return to the Constitution. And that's important if you're going to enjoy freedom. Each and every time that this government takes any step towards extra-constitutional authority, we get further and further down that slippery slope that we can ill afford to be on. Nobody sees the dangers when somebody does something nice like Social Security. But the danger now is, there are millions of Americans that depend on that because they thought they were going to have it coming, and we have politicians that refuse to leave money alone. So the money that has been taken out of your checks for the many years that you've been working and earning it, it's not there. That makes it difficult for you to enjoy your freedom in your golden years if that's what you were counting on for retirement. That's just one example of many, and that's why it's very uplifting to see the Supreme Court, even if it's just 5-4, but especially on the days when they're unanimous about a little thing like recess appointments. When the recess appointment is being made and the government's not actually in recess, there shouldn't be a debate there. But when it comes to something like Hobby Lobby, there shouldn't be a debate there either. I don't care how the law was written. I don't care what the law says. The law is not constitutional because it exceeds the authority that the government has. And the Supreme Court should have found that initially, because it's not an issue about taxes or taxation, because there are certain things that you don't have the authority to tax. So once that's all said and done, what does it really amount to? Right now, we have a disaster taking place on the federal, on our border. Immigrants are coming in, and there is nothing left that can be done. As we look and we proceed and we see these things going on further and further, you have people on one side of the argument trying to say, this is a great thing. This is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is an opportunity, says Mimi Pelosi. Children are dying. Kids are being stacked. And these immigrants, if you want to call them that, are being forced into situations that aren't good, that aren't healthy. And the American people are again being forced to pick up the tab that they shouldn't have to. Not that that alone is the issue, because it's not, don't get me wrong. More often than not, the American people are willing to. If they see trouble somewhere, they're willing to do what's necessary to help. We bend over backwards to help people around the world and here in our own country. When you can't count on FEMA, you can count on Americans from two states away making donations and even sending people hands on the ground to help clean up after disasters. Bottled water being brought in, toilet paper. The American people are not afraid to give. The American people are not stingy. Many people will give more than they can honestly afford to give themselves when they see somebody that's in need more than they are. But that's still freedom. The freedom to choose. The government doesn't have the right or authority to force us to make these decisions. We have the right to choose. And that's the way it should be. The discussion about Hobby Lobby? The federal government didn't have the authority through the Constitution to write the law. I don't care how much you like the idea of universal health care. The government doesn't have the authority, period. The fact that we're sitting back and acting like it's somehow okay is mind-boggling. Going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Tap into the truth. Check us out at tapintothetruth.com. For our latest blog post, and for links to all of our past broadcasts. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and to follow us on Twitter. That's Tap Into the Truth, right here on Spreaker Radio.
We are back, and thank you for staying with us. Ultimately, the point here is being we have reason to feel optimistic about a return to constitutionally limited government. But why should we be excited about that? Why is that a good thing? Because each extra constitutional step that is taken is a bad thing. On the surface, it may not seem like it. On the surface, it may look like the best thing to ever happen. But the government has yet, and when I say the government, I mean any government in this case, not just the American Republic. Government, period. No government has ever done anything that has not had unintentional consequences. And when you have people of a certain intelligence and of a certain ideology, it becomes quite clear that the unintentional part may not have been quite so unintentional. I've tried early on, it ended rather quickly, I have to admit, but I tried early on to give the occupier the benefit of the doubt. I honestly tried to imagine that he was really an okay guy at heart. He just had some really bad ideas that he didn't know any better because of the people he hung around with, and he was always hooked up in higher academia, hanging around with the really mushy-brained, super-liberal set. Yeah, if those are the only people you hang around with, then you'd have no idea. You know, so I tried giving him the benefit of the doubt. Really hoped that he was trying to do the best thing he could, right? But it gets harder and harder to believe with each new thing that comes along. And you have to open up your eyes at some point. You know, folks want to talk about this new poll that came out. Majority of Americans now say Obama is the worst president since World War II. Well, polls like that don't mean much to start with, but, you know, that's fine. He may be the worst president we've ever had. He may not even, history may come to tell, he may not even have actually been our president. There's still some eligibility questions that get brushed aside left and right. Some people think he was never an American citizen. I myself tend to think that even if he was an American citizen, he gave up that citizenship to attend public school in Indonesia. And once he did that, well, did he ever get that citizenship back? But none of that matters as long as nobody's going to stand up and challenge. These things must be challenged in court, and eventually our system must be allowed to work. Our people must stand up for themselves. But here's what's disheartening. Right now, in this country, we have more division between groups of people than we have seen in American history, perhaps except with the exception right before the Civil War. And even then, we're getting into a range where you can't help but wonder if that's really the case. There are so many people now that will just tune you out the instant you say something negative about their party or a member of their party, even if they don't particularly like that member. They're like, nope, you're attacking the party, that's it. So, well, what about, rather than worrying about attacking someone in the party, what about standing up for the nation as a whole? What about standing up for the people who live here? What about taking up for the citizens? What about looking reasonably at immigration instead of pretending that every Tom, Dick, and Harry that crosses the border is an immigrant? Because they're not. To be an immigrant requires a certain legal status, meaning you're making an honest-to-goodness effort to be here. Part of enjoying freedom and celebrating freedom is celebrating the fact that so many people around the world want to come here. But the celebration is the ones that are willing to do it the right way, legally come into this country. Do you have any idea how hard it is for these people to stand in line, fill out the ridiculous paperwork, and the history test that they're required to pass before they can become a citizen? I'm not even sure I could pass it. And I tend to think that I'm pretty good with history, although I know a lot of folks that are better. I typically research the topics I need to ahead of time, but what I know and what I love in history is our founding documents, because the framers fought long and hard to protect our individual freedoms and liberties for as long as they could. And they made it quite clear that there would be some time, there would be a day where you're going to have to take a hard look and decide, is this still working for you? And they said it in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. When the government no longer lives up to the expectations of defending and protecting your freedoms, then it is your right, it is your responsibility to push that government aside and to create something new, something that will work again, something that will work better. Now, a lot of people scoff at that kind of talk these days. A lot of people don't appreciate how precarious individual liberty truly is. But all you have to do is look around in the popular culture, watch a few hours of television to know that people are giving away their freedoms with no real understanding why. As you go tonight, watch some television, if you're a television watcher, and see if you can't find some subtle, or maybe even some not-so-subtle attempts at programming you. I saw earlier today that Burger King announced, and I admit I didn't read the whole article. It was trending on Facebook when I saw it, so forgive me. I didn't read the whole article, so I don't know how far-reaching this is, but I know that at least in San Francisco, Burger King's selling a gay pride Whopper. They got a special wrapper printed up in the whole nine. You know, that's fine. But the question still comes back, why do you do that? Who are you trying to convince that it's okay? Who are you trying to convince that you're on their side? Because here's, it's always been my experience that if you really see somebody as an equal, if you really see somebody as being the same, and I know you can't see my air quotes there, but trust me, they were there, then you don't normally go quite so far out of your way to make sure that everybody knows it. Now, I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me in trouble right here because it's meant to be humorous, so please take it in the spirit it's intended. It doesn't surprise me any that Burger King would come forth and do this because do you guys remember that Sneak King? Those really creepy commercials with the big bobble-headed king who was just going around It was really creepy. But I was pretty gay, too. It really was. And that's fine. You know, and it was creepy is what always kind of bothered me. Just show up in odd places. So again, it doesn't surprise me that Burger King would do this. It doesn't surprise me that anybody in business that's living in fear of repercussions from groups that are ready to boycott you at the drop of a hat would do something along those lines. You know, you have to ultimately make a decision. But I promise you, it's a decision that's based not on social consciousness, but on the bottom line. If they think they can sell a few more Whoppers because they have a rainbow wrapper saying, "Be proud of who you are," then hey, why not do it? But there's also another level to it. It's a little more insidious. And that is, it's a matter of social engineering. It's a matter of social programming. They want you to think that there's something wrong with you if you have a problem with the agenda being pushed by these people. If you're standing up against same-sex marriage on the basis of your religious principles, then that is protected by our Constitution. As long as what you're standing up for is the institution of marriage, then you go on. Now, if you're using that as an excuse to attack the homosexual community, well, that's a totally different story. There's an issue there that you need to deal with. Because people are people, and it's not our place to judge them. That particular honor and responsibility belongs to someone else. And make no mistake, he will, but he'll also be judging you and me just the same. So it's not about hate that I bring this up. And the Burger King joke is not meant to be that terrible, but the bottom line is you can't be afraid to say things either. Here's the deal. When people of good conscience are writing legislation, they don't create a second special protected class of people within that legislation. Because when they truly see everyone the same, then a crime is a crime. And the protections are the protections. And there should not need to be additional whatever for a particular group. The minute that you have set this little group aside, you keep them from being equal. I saw George Takei was really on about this Hobby Lobby thing. And, you know, I guess by now you guys probably know if you've listened to the show for a while. If this is the first time, then I'm a sci-fi geek. Not as hardcore as a lot of folks. I'm not going out to the Comic-Cons and all that stuff. But I really like Star Trek. And, you know, I enjoy George Takei as an actor, period. But I do keep separate his performances and his political beliefs. I mean, you have to with a lot of the Hollywood folks. You just have to. A lot of these folks, they're entitled to opinions. Why they think more people should listen to them, I guess that comes from that ego that comes from being an actor. You got to have an ego to think that that many people want to see who you are and blah, 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 whatever. But, you know, it's funny to me that the attacks that are being made, and George made this particular claim in his attack of Hobby Lobby, as he's trying to help organize the boycott. Yeah, we shouldn't be bothered by well-written, well-meaning laws. But, George, we should. We should because it's a law that exceeds the limitations of our government. It's something that can't be a law in our country. The very chance that I've heard some of these people say, birth control is none of my boss's business, is the exact reason why Hobby Lobby shouldn't be paying for it. It's like, they're right. It shouldn't be any of their business. But I tell you what, if you come up to me and you're going to make me pay for something, then it becomes my business. I have the right to know. I have the right to have some say in the matter. Like it or not. So if you don't want your boss to have some say in the matter, you shouldn't want your boss paying for it. And to equate this with health care the way they have is a bit of a misnomer anyway. There are very few people that can't take other actions to avoid pregnancy that do not require medical intervention. The very fact that these people are so quick to be so defensive for the death cult is mind-boggling. I mean, I'd much prefer you use birth control than you be out going to the abortion clinic. But for those people that have a true and legitimate religious objection to birth control, and because they believe that all life is precious, life cannot be conceived without the blessing of God being upon them, so every life is a blessing, even the ones that may not seem like it at the time. But they have a right to not be forced into participating in abortions and birth control and anything else involved in my bedroom. I don't want the government or my employer nosing around anywhere close to my bedroom. And I sure to goodness hope that you guys don't either. It's just crazy. So how is it that you get to my birth control is none of my boss's business as a defense for why your boss should be paying for it? Come on, guys. I've seen some pretty odd liberal logic kind of things in the past, but this one really takes the cake. These are some of the big things that's happened in the last couple of weeks. I've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Again, I want to go ahead and thank everybody for listening. I'm going to start winding up today's show. I'm not going to do an extensive broadcast. You know, I mentioned before, I have had some issues with the home studio, and I still haven't gotten everything up and going there either. I really haven't been working on that. So, still going to be a little inconsistent over the next few weeks, but I am working towards getting the show back on a regular basis, both here and other places. I just want to say happy Independence Day, everybody. I hope that everybody embraces the real spirit of what that independence is. And independence means not relying on government handouts. Independence means not relying on your employer to do more and more stuff for you other than pay you your wage. If a company like Starbucks wants to pay for your college and raise their minimum wage standards, that's great, because they decided to do it. But the federal government should not be coming in and telling some small business in Alabama that they have to do the same thing, because I promise you that small business can't afford it. Starbucks is not small. And at some point, Starbucks may still very well discover that they're going to have to raise their coffee prices even more. And there does come a point where people are going to stop buying that coffee. Have you been to the McCafe at McDonald's? They've got some pretty decent stuff, too. Just throwing that out there. Also, just as a disclaimer, I no longer have any shares in McDonald's stock. So there's no self-serving interest there whatsoever. But anyway, I want to thank you guys again, for everybody who reached out to me during my absence, all of the well wishes and all of the thoughts and prayers during the really tough time when my father passed. And I have almost got myself back to where I'm really ready to get back into this fight and start getting on a daily basis the ups, the downs, and the attacks on this government that we need to attacks and knowledge, getting the information out so that you know what's really happening. That's everyone's responsibility. If you're hearing this, it's your responsibility. You have an obligation. You have a duty to tell everybody you know what you know about what's going on in this government. Want to give special thanks to the folks who allowed me to broadcast today out of their location. Wasn't exactly ideal, and it kind of affected the continuity of the show early, but you know what? I'm just happy to be back on the air, and I hope that you guys are as happy to have me back as I'm happy to be here. And if this is your first time catching the show, welcome, and I hope you'll be listening again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, today was July 3rd, 2014. Tomorrow is July 4th. It is a day that we celebrate our independence from England. It's a day that we, as Americans, celebrate the grandest experiment this world has ever seen. It was the first step towards building this democratic republic, this democratic constitutional republic. It is extremely important to remember. You hear people say, this is a democracy. This ain't a democracy, honey. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. Democracy, straight up democracy, is dangerous. The framers knew that. The founding fathers knew that. That's why they avoided it. Constitutional limitations with a democratic flair. You get to vote for your representatives. Make sure they're representing you. This is an election year, people. Take a long, hard look at your representatives. Make sure your representatives are representing you. But make sure that you understand the issues. Don't just listen to a soundbite and accept what they have to say. Don't just buy in to the media bias and the mumbo jumbo. You know, we say it here at the intro. I want to expose media bias. It's not hard to see it. The very way they write headlines, the very way they lead into a story. We've got missing emails for the IRS. We've got Hobby Lobby. We've got recess appointments unanimously being rejected by the Constitution. By the Supreme Court, I'm sorry. These are interesting times, and with this midterm election, it may be as important as any that we've faced. The very soul of the country is up for grabs. We want to be caring and compassionate, but we have to be smart and intelligent too. We have to take care of things that need to be taken care of. We need to reduce spending. We need to put people back to work. We need to close up our borders so that we can control the flow of immigration. We need a clean house in D.C. We need to send some help to the few folks that are there that are still acting on principle. And then we need to vote them out before they're in the cesspool too long to continue fighting the good fight. Liberty is the greatest gift that God ever gave humanity. But we have to fight for it, we have to earn it, we have to hold on to it. Because people will try to take it away from us. It's not easy. It's hard to be responsible for yourself. To be the person when something happens. To pick yourself up. You know, if we're lucky, we might have some friends, or maybe we've found that right person and we're married to them, and maybe we'll have a little bit of help doing that. But still, at the end of the day, it falls on us to pick ourselves up. That's not easy. It's pretty scary. It's nice to think of Big Brother in D.C. ready to help. But boys and girls, that help comes too many strings attached and way too high of a cost. And you may not feel it at first, but eventually that will bite you. So please remember that. But remember more than anything, it's freedom, baby. It's freedom. It's worth fighting for. It's worth dying for. It's worth the heartache. It's worth hours upon hours of working hard. It's worth it. So stop being lazy. Get out there and start doing the things you need to do. Pay attention to the things you need to pay attention to, and let's enjoy our freedom. Let's take back our freedom and let's enjoy them. That's what we've got to do. All right, I'm going to have to go ahead and wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I appreciate all the warm wishes and all the contact, all you people that reach out to me, both here and at Blog Talk, and the folks who listened in on Stitcher.com, the folks who listened in at TuneIn, the folks who picked me up on iTunes. You know, this broadcast is... Once the podcast is done, it's in all those locations, and you can also find links over on Tumblr, and you can find the show in a lot of places, and a lot of people in the various formats have been sending me emails and messages, and you know, I want to thank all of you. The fact that you guys cared enough to take the time to contact me to find out what's going on, where I've been, I appreciate all of it. I really do. And I'm going to try to get on here, get this show back on a regular basis. But, you know, again, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Today, it hasn't exactly been smooth. I'm a little out of practice, I guess. But, you know what? You know, I can't help it. I'm still back at the freedom, baby. That's where we're at. I'm going to enjoy and celebrate the heck out of Independence Day. You guys do it too. Be safe. Be smart. Have fun. Spend time with your family and friends. Enjoy it. And as always, don't take my word for it. Definitely, definitely don't take their word for it. Be prepared. Put in a little effort, a little bit of work. Do your own research. And always be prepared to have to work just a little bit if you really want to tap into the truth. That's it for today, everybody. We'll be back soon. And again, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. I'm out.
Love drunk. So this is good.